Sherry Bader Show, 1035. Deceptively sunny here in northeast Wisconsin today. It was a nasty morning commute, very icy roads. It's March 25th. I mean, really. This is... I mentioned to my wife today that the winter that won't end is wearing me down. She said, we need to take vitamin D. You're not getting enough sunshine. Yeah. I mean, psychologically, it's just wearing me down. But I don't want to wear you down, so I won't keep talking about that. I do want to spend a few more minutes, though, on two of the three Democratic candidates for attorney general have said publicly they will not uphold the Constitution of Wisconsin. It is their constitutionally, state constitution, constitutionally mandated duty to defend the laws of the state of Wisconsin. They're saying they wouldn't. Do you realize the message that would send if either one of those men are elected? And do, if you're a lib and you're listening right now and you agree with them, are you okay with both sides doing that? I don't think people understand how this really does tear at the very fabric of who we are. As Adam said, we are a nation of law, a government of laws, and not men. They're arguing for just the opposite. And Jake Curtis, writing at Right Wisconsin, has this exactly right. This happened seemingly overnight. I would argue that maybe it was happening a little bit before President Obama, but almost entirely from his example, this flows. This is a time where I really wish liberals would call. And yes, they are listening. I really wish they would call. If you are a liberal who agrees with liberal attorneys general or the U.S. attorney general, if you agree with them picking and choosing which laws that they enforce and they defend, are you okay with that as a universal rule? What if a Republican attorney general, U.S. attorney general, decided not to uphold Roe v. Wade? Would you be okay with that? No, I'm not. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. I disagree. What if a Republican governor banned abortion in his state? No, I'm sorry. I just don't agree with Roe v. Wade. I can't help you. You know, I have to go with what my conscience tells me. You're okay with it when your side does it. This is such a rabbit hole that we are going down. And I'm so frustrated on the federal level where Republicans have taken this so lightly. But liberals are really anarchists at heart. They really are. I've described them in the past as teenagers. Well, why can't we do it this way? Why can't we? That's what liberalism really is. Total freedom with zero responsibility. That's what teenagers, not all, but that's what some teenagers are like. By the way, if anyone does have an intelligent thought on this, Jason, we can take a call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, even if they're not a liberal, because no liberal is going to call and defend this, because they would defend it only to the extent that it's their side doing it. When the other side will try to do it, they'll scream bloody murder. What would be, if Republicans were going to engage in this, what would be the number one law that you would like to see them ignore? I mean, there are so many from which to choose. No, you know what? Companies don't have to pay minimum wage. I don't agree with it. Companies in Wisconsin can pay whatever they want. They can pay a dollar an hour if someone will take it. Would you be okay with that? No, you know what? I really think the process to get a concealed carry license is a bit too onerous. I'm not going to enforce that. If you want to carry a gun, you're not going to be charged in the state of Wisconsin. Do they not understand the door they've opened? I'm telling you, if either Richards or Ozani gets elected attorney general, it will be as dark a day for democracy as you can imagine. And during the campaign, they need to be asked, can we have the complete list of laws you will ignore? Bill in Little River. Bill, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the laws not being enforced. You know, a few times a week, I work in Green Bay 3 days a week, and the highways, they're driving 75 miles an hour on the highways, and no one's getting pulled over. So law enforcement isn't enforcing the speed limit.
Okay, now let's talk about that. There is some truth to that. But has a sheriff ever come out and said, I'm not going to enforce the speed limit? It is enforced, I would disagree with you, but not uniformly. Not uniform. Because some people do get tickets, Bill. You agree with that, right?
Well, yeah, but very few. That's like...
That's not true. A lot of people get tickets. What's true Bill, hang on. What happens, though, is a very small percentage of people speeding. It's true because officers don't see it worth the trouble in a lot of cases to get someone 4 or 5, 6, 7 miles over the limit. But I think that's apples and oranges. You're right. We don't have enough police to stop everybody who speeds. That's not the same as saying you don't agree with the law, Bill.
Well, you know, try that with your children. Just enforce some house rules occasionally. They're going to run rampant.
Well, right. But again, Bill, it's not out of philosophy. For the most part. Now, some cops, it might be out of philosophy. You might be right about that. I would disagree with that. It's out of they can't stop everybody. Joe in Wausau. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment, basically raise the question, and the question being, what do you call it when an individual takes the law into their own hands? Meaning...
Well, you could call it either vigilantism or... anarchy.
Yeah. Usually we call it vigilantism, and in the case of a official of the government, what does that become?
Well, I can't believe this isn't... It's a great point, Joe. I can't believe this already isn't a bigger deal. What he has said, what both of these guys have said, Richards and Ozani, candidates for attorney general, what they have said is they would violate their oath of office before they ever take it, because they have to raise their hand and swear to God that they will uphold the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin. And they are saying openly, which is shocking to me.
Yeah, I agree with you that it is a significant issue, and it does hit right at the heart of our form of government.
That's what makes significant issue an understatement. It strikes right at the heart of our government. If you have people vying for public office who are saying they will not uphold duly passed laws and passed constitutional amendments. Again, here's an extreme example. What if the U.S. Attorney General said he wasn't going to recognize the amendment that repealed prohibition? I'm trying to give these examples so liberals will understand what they're okay with here. And again, this is not getting near enough outcry from conservatives in Wisconsin and nationally. Jennifer and Ogama. Jennifer, go ahead.
It's Ogama.
Ogama. Jason tried his darndest, and I still screwed it up. Jennifer
and
Ogama.
It's in the shadow of Tim's Hill, the highest point of the state.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Yes, this has frustrated me for a long time, and I have been writing letters to senators and representatives, and it's just like, well, what does the law of the land mean if they're going to say, I don't like this law, I don't like that law? If I get picked up without a seatbelt, I don't like that law. What can I say? Oh, I don't like that law. I don't want to have to wear a seatbelt.
Well, here's a better example. Suppose in 2016, Jennifer, I don't care, pick a Republican, Marco Rubio. I just pulled one out of my hat. Marco Rubio is president, and he picks an attorney general who says, we're not going to enforce Obamacare at all, ever. Ever. That precedent has now been set. Liberals, would you be okay with that? I'm just trying to strike at all of their hot buttons. Thanks for the call, Jennifer. Strike at all of their hot buttons to make the point here. To Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, this guy talking about the speed limit was way off base. What he should be talking about is police writing tickets and then it's going to court, and a judge or whoever just throws everything out, says, I don't agree with that, throw it out. I'm not going to defend what the police did.
And that has happened, and you're absolutely right. There have
That's what the attorney general's job is to do, is to defend the state in things that are being brought up against the state.
And judges have done that, where they have, I mean, they've couched it, but it's pretty clear they didn't agree with the law. They did their own jury nullification. And those of you who disagree with me on jury nullification, this is why you were wrong. You can't have it both ways. Mike in Weston. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, what happens? I don't feel like obeying the laws anymore. I mean, what laws are even in effect? I mean, if I want to rob a store, is that wrong now? Will that be enforced? And then
you are
got a good example of the lady down south that voted six times for the president. That's open case. She admitted and everything. That's not enforced. Why should I? We're a nation of laws, but...
You're exactly right,
Mike. Who has to obey the laws, and what are the laws that have to be obeyed?
You're exactly right. If an elected or a wannabe elected attorney general says they're not going to defend a law, why should you enforce it? You know, why should you obey it?
Why should I have to obey any laws, then? Why isn't that, what is that, natural laws now? If I can take it, I take it. If I want to do something, I do it, because in old days, if it feels good, do it. But
I can't.
It's discouraging.
It's discouraging, and you know what's puzzling, and thanks a lot for the call, that liberals don't see this, that they think this door can get opened a little bit. Well, no, they wouldn't do it. They would only do it for something that's really unjust, because they're the arbiters of what's unjust. That's where lawlessness comes from. Well, I know. I mean, I'm morally superior. I don't have to obey a law some stupid conservative passed. That door swings both ways. The precedent that's being set here, and Eric Holder counseling attorneys general in this fashion, should have been so mind-blowing, and yet it wasn't. Oh, that's just, there they go again. Good God, what do they have to do? What do they have to ignore for people to wake up and realize how dangerous this is? And on his council, you know, I have two candidates for attorney general in Wisconsin who have said they will ignore their constitutional duties if they're attorney general. That should be a campaign ad nauseum against whoever the nominee turns out to be. Steve in a cell. Steve, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I have a libertarian point of view, and I know that a lot of them you don't like. But I see it as this has to be enforced as the law is written. Picking and choosing, it happens at the federal level, and we get stuff like we see now with Obama and Holder and all the immigration and everything else that's ignored. And people in the middle like I am, we see it. We don't like it either way.
Okay, that's right, is that you end up being a victim of obeying the law. And our side, that's exactly what happens. And by the way, I would come down like a house of bricks on any conservative who suggested anything like this. This was the problem in the Jim Crow South. And that's what made the Jim Crow South so evil. They were evil laws. Now, you can applaud someone, and here's the difference. You can applaud, I would applaud anyone who ignored laws in the Jim Crow South. Very few did because of the consequences. If you're willing to face the consequences, I don't have a problem with that civil disobedience. If you're an elected official who's going to violate your constitutional oath and be impeached, or I don't know if there's a penalty for that, whatever the penalties are, that's fine. But if you're saying you're going to flaunt the law and just go on with life as normal, I disagree. The other example I always use are draft dodgers. If you want to go to prison for evading the draft, that's civil disobedience. If you want to go hide out in Canada and then come back when you get immunity from Jimmy Carter, I disagree with that. meaning we're a nation of laws. If you truly, in your heart of heart, feel a law is wrong, then disobey it. But you better be prepared to pay the consequences. That's not what liberals are talking about here. Mike and Gillett. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, I have a classic example of what you're talking about. It happened in Chicago on Meigs Field. Are you familiar with Meigs Field?
I am.
Mayor Daley came along with some bulldozers and tarped the field, broke every federal law, state law, whatever. And I was listening to an interview on PBS, and they were just saying how, what a great leader Mayor Daley was to do this. You know, they have no concept of, you know, if they're breaking the law and it's to their benefit, it's to hell with the law.
Yeah, that's, in fact, I was just looking that up as you mentioned it. It's, that was, can't remember what year that is now, but that is actually a very good, I think it's pronounced Meigs Field, but I'm not, it's M-E-I-G-S. I think it's Meigs Field. That's the way I've always heard it, but that could be wrong. Jeff in Green Bay, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Good discussion.
Thank you.
With this, there are various mechanisms within the Constitution and our laws to deal with this, but yet that is being selectively used or not used at all. When Holder is not going to uphold the Constitution, or Obama is not going to uphold the Constitution by properly enforcing the Obamacare law, whether we like it or not, but he keeps changing it, or Holder selectively enforces one law over another, that's what grounds of impeachment are. There is a way to remove or to put it into the lawlessness by the people who are sworn to uphold the law and, you know, the Constitution. So the problem here is that nobody wants to hold anyone accountable. We have these mechanisms, the very wise mechanisms, but yet they're ignored.
You know the old expression when you refer to someone who wouldn't say bleep if they had a mouthful of it? That's the way Republicans are with the word impeachment.
Well, they don't want to do it because the Senate's a Democrat, and they say, well, it'd be worthless, and that would hurt us at the polls later, that it was vindictive, the race cards played. The problem is, if you go to the people and the people are fed up enough, it'll force the Democrats in the Senate to fall in line. And
well, here's...
educate the public to that.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And that's why I think that if either of these guys were to get elected attorney general on this platform, it would just, to me, it would be the darkest day in Wisconsin history. It would eclipse when they tried to recall Governor Scott Walker. It's 10:53.
The Jerry Bader Show.